All right, so metaphysics. Metaphysics kind of takes the preeminence because it deals with that high view of what is everything. And so the four most important things to remember about the Christian worldview are this. First, the absolute personality of God. Second, the distinction between creator and creature. And third, the sovereignty of God. And fourth, the Trinity. So from each of these points, he's going to lay out how these things affect our understanding of nature from a Christian perspective, and it allows us to provide answers to certain areas of life that these aspects of God's revelation affect.
Right. So metaphysics, the nature of reality here, and so God obviously is ultimate reality for the Christian. So that's where he starts with God. Then with regard to his absolute personality, God is absolute. And what he means here is in the sense that he is the creator of all things and thus the ground of all other reality. As such, he has no need of any other being, right? He quotes Acts 7, 17:25 here, for his he is independent of everything else, right? So he has no need for any other being for his own existence, his self-existence. And then he looks at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. He says, in the words of the Shorter Catechism here, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In this being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And he tells us this definition emphasizes not only God's absoluteness, but also his personality, spirit, right? Spirit in scripture. And the idea here is spirit means that God is personal, right? God is a spirit, he is personal. As a spirit, then God speaks, right? Acts 10, he gives us leads. God leads us as a spirit. He bears witness with our spirit. He helps us, right, as a spirit. He prays, right? So the spirit prays on our behalf, according to Romans 8. The spirit loves. So as spirit, God does all of these things. So an important part of the nature of God is that God is spirit in his absolute personality.
Yeah. And so he's laying out the fact that from his perspective of the Christian worldview, we have to start with God because God is the creator, and from who God is, it informs us of who we are and also of his creation. He's not creating apart from himself, even though he is not in creation. But there are still aspects of God that we kind of need to hold on to if we are to fully or better understand the nature of reality. And in reading this, I really, really liked what he does here. So that's what we're going to find out here.